Janpasano, thank you for your patience and assistance to fearlessly enter the dark and untamed forests of our minds. What or how would you suggest in terms of habits and practices that we may skillfully observe and or interact with the sleeping mind? There's actually many, many things to do because that's a lot of it is setting intention before one goes to sleep, and mindfully paying attention to the breath and just letting that mindfulness be the thing that one falls asleep with. Ajahn, one of the questions that Ajahn Chah would sometimes ask us as meditators, practitioners, sort of, when you fell asleep last night, did you fall asleep on the in-breath or the out-breath? You know, or when you woke up, did you wake up on the in-breath or the out-breath? That's a result of that mindfulness that we bring into the things we're doing. And then also bringing that into sleep. Because usually, you know, there's that kind of, especially as meditators, where you're practicing and trying. It's like, oh, wow, break. Now I just fall asleep and drift into annihilation. Isn't that great? Just, can put it down for a while. But as we continue to practice, and you start to really cherish the mindfulness, and so that you start carrying it into sleep as well, and you find that sleep is there's a kind of awareness that underlies the resting sleep that one is getting, but there's still a kind of awareness there. There's also, the Buddha himself, one of the things that the Buddha encourages is that one sleeping mindfully on one's right side, right? So that one's laying down to sleep on one's right side, one's in a position, having one's legs in a position, you know, rather than sort of curling up, that there's a mindful laying down that sets a tone as you fall asleep. One of the things I used to do, I spent made a resolution during a one rain retreat, and so 3 months of the retreat, and I'd have a couple glasses of water. So I'd have my wall, and in Thailand, when you're sleeping on the floor, very very simple mat on the floor, and then there's the wall of the kuti, of the dwelling place, and I place these glasses of water sort of lying down like this, so that I had about maybe that much space to a few inches, so that I could move a little bit. But if I wasn't really careful, you know, I put one at my knees and one at my trunk of my body, and then lying on my right side, and then to go to sleep. And set that mindfulness, and you knew in the morning when you weren't mindful during the night. either you've got a puddle on the floor, or it's on you, but it really helped me to really cultivate that mindfulness even while sleeping, and that there's a and so that there's an ability to even you're sleeping, you can move, because it's hard to lie down. Even lying down, your body feels uncomfortable, and there's always some adjustments going on. So that, but that mindfulness, even though one's sleeping, one's still, very aware of that intention to move, and then so that you can cultivate that level of awareness, and. That has that goes into one's daily life. The daily life comes back into that. The meditation, there's a real continuity, through the day and through the night. This continuity of awareness, and the mind becomes very, very bright.